Malaysia. I'm a member of parliament for the constituency Ampang, and then it is my second term in parliament, and I represent the opposition party in Malaysia, the National Justice Party. Back in my country, we always discussed about these issues, about these warring nations among the Arab worlds, among the Arab countries, but based on what we see, the differences of the tradition and so on and so forth. But I would feel that the global community, as in the United Nations and the OIC, has to play a more decisive role in getting a solution to at least reduce the disputes and the differences resulted in war and fightings and bloodshed. Yeah, that's right. I agree with you, because this is what I would like to promote, you know, advocate the true teaching of Islam via the Al-Quran and the ways of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But because Islam evolve around traditions and cultures, practices, and habits, and so it becomes such a way that one felt that, you know, I'm holier than thou, and this is not the right way. And after that, and then they get this impression that the non-Muslims, as in the Jews or the Christians, whatever, are there for them to fight, which is not the teachings of Islam. Because we see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, by example, how he mediated and how he resolved issues in his days, and which is a clear example which we can follow, actually. But like you said, because they have not really followed the real teachings of the Al-Quran, that's why they deviate. And also for the interest of some of these leaders or even preachers, for their personal interest, they might have interpreted Islam the way that they want to have followers of their own, you know. So this is happening around the world.